You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
This morning, swaths of California are still on fire. It could be the largest number of wildfires raging at the very same time in the state's history, more than 1,200. Lightning triggered the flames that are now threatening the resort town of Big Sur, among other places. Jason Kirshner of the U.S. Forest Service joins us now from Northern California. Good morning, Jason. What can you tell us about the wildfires? What's the status right now?
Well, right now we're looking considerably better than we did last week after all of these fires first began. We still have about 408,000 acres of wildfire with right about 600 different starts all throughout California. Now, as I said, that's a little bit better than we were doing last week. We've got about half of them out right now. But it's still a lot of fire, and we've got about 20,000 different people from all across the United States here in California that are helping to fight every one of these blazes.
20,000 people. What is at risk at the moment? Are we talking homes, people?
Right now we're focusing all of our efforts on these fires that are threatening property and lives. Some of the biggest threats are in the Big Sur area right now. I'm sure most folks have heard about that one, and with a fire called the Basin Complex. Our firefighters are working to try and keep the fire out of the area of Big Sur and also in the hills all around these areas in California. We have a lot of rural homes, folks that kind of live out in the woods, out in these very beautiful scenic areas. Unfortunately, during the summertime, that also puts them at threat. And so on many of our fires, we have evacuations. Up to about 10,000 homes at risk.
And I've also read reports that so far no casualties.
That's correct. That's been one of our biggest successes is, you know, although we do have so many fires burning out there, our safety record has been phenomenal, frankly. With this amount of fire, oftentimes it's unfortunate that we end up with people who end up injured, people who end up burned, or with other life-threatening injuries throughout all of these thousands of fires, or more than 1,000 fires that we've been fighting, nobody has had any kind of a significant life-threatening injury.
What exactly is burning now?
Well, with fire throughout pretty much the entire state, we have fire in just about every ecosystem, whether it's timber up in Northern California, grasslands in the foothills, or brush and chaparral near the coast. The lightning storm that touched all of this off with more than 6,000 lightning strikes pretty much started fires everywhere.
And what's the forecast for today?
For today, we're looking a lot better. Our winds have shifted around. Prior to this, we were getting winds that were blowing out of the Great Basin, out of Nevada and the deserts that were just very warm, dry winds. We've had a break in the weather now, and now our winds are blowing in off of the Pacific Ocean. That really helps us out a lot with cooler temperatures. We get a little bit more moisture in the wind, as well as in the coastal areas where some of these fires are burning up towards Eureka and the Six Rivers National Forest, or down on the Basin Complex near Big Sur. We're getting a thicker marine layer and in some cases fog, and this is extremely helpful to our firefighters.
Fog is helpful because...
Well, it increases the humidity, and a lot of folks talk about, well, we need rain to put the fire out. But the number one thing when it comes to weather that really helps us is high humidity. It allows all the little sticks and branches and the little things that build the fire, build a small fire into a big fire, to absorb that moisture out of the air, and the fire just doesn't burn as intensely. It gives our firefighters a great chance to get up close and put the fire out directly instead of having to back away from it for safety.
Jason Kirshner, many thanks to you.
Thank you.
Jason Kirshner is with the U.S. Forest Service in California. We wish you the best.